Welcome to the Smarter Roofer Podcast.
Join twin brothers Elias and Matt Raber,
along with co-host Owen Schrock, as we share current marketing, sales, business, and life strategies to help you grow your commercial roof coating business. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another episode of the Smarter Roofer Podcast. Today's topic is something that we don't talk about very often. Not sure if we're going to get into the weeds on this or not, but recently, a few of you might have noticed there was a presidential election.
And there was?
There was this older fella working at McDonald's. And then, like, I mean, America's got opportunity like very few countries have. You go from working in McDonald's, flipping fries, to
flipping burgers,
going to the White House in like a week's time. Like, that, like, the opportunity is just outrageous. Anyways, so
was that Brandon? What was the guy's name?
It might have been Branding. I think you're getting that mixed up. That was definitely Branding. And then there's also, did you see the guy, the older guy in the garbage truck? And now he's president, like, going to be president. I mean, America's just wide open with opportunity. Mm-hmm. Going back 7.5 years ago, that was a huge thing. And 7.5 years ago, at one of our events, conferences, one of the speakers said, things are changing. And he said, the next 4 years, you have to take advantage of this. And he said, hopefully for the next heat, you have to take advantage of the opportunities, mm-hmm. because people are going to have more money to spend. And for commercial roofing contractors, that's going to be something good. And I remember that just like it was yesterday. And here we are 7.5 years later.
The thing is, with a lot of these commercial building owners, it's not like they didn't have the money to spend. They just didn't have the certainty in their mind to spend it. A lot of these big companies, they were doing just fine. It's just that they don't want to spend more money than they absolutely have to. So they just kind of sit on it and maybe do some patchwork and stuff like that.
Yeah, Trump will bring a lot of certainty to the marketplace. Again, he says tariffs. I love the word tariffs. It's my favorite word. It's a beautiful word.
It'll bring businesses back to America. And forget what company it was. I saw they were going to literally spend billions of dollars in, I think it was Mexico. And when they saw how his polls were rating, they literally halted everything. And they said, we're not going to like build this. I mean, now they're like, we're not building this. We're bringing it to the U.S. And I think that we're going to see a lot of certainty come back into the market. I think that the next 4 or 5 years, potentially we can see the strongest economy that we've ever seen in our lifetimes.
Tends to be a year that is a little bit harder because you have that uncertainty again.
But there's a lot of things I think that are going to change over the next 4 years, you know, politically in Washington. There's a lot of garbage that's come out to light. I think Trump's going to be much more dangerous in his last 4 years as president than his first 4 years, because you want to get reelected.
Tell me if this is true or not. I heard Trump can actually run again because he didn't run two consecutive years. They say if you don't do consecutive years, so 8 years back to back, you can actually run more than 8 years.
New thought to me.
I'm not sure if it's a thing or not.
I don't know if that's true or not. Super excited about having a good president again. So I would say, you know, 21, it was like everybody knows there was a shortage in product and because of COVID and all this. If you could get to the roof, you probably sold the roof. In 22, it was amazing. Like, it was like product became much more available, and all of a sudden you had all this backlog of roofs that needed to be done. You said 22 is your best year you ever had. If you're listening to this, you might be able to say the same thing. 23 was slower. And then 24, I had a fair amount of our contractors just last year or this year say, this was like the most difficult year they've ever had in 8 years of trying to sell roofs. It was just slower. And I would say the same thing in the new company we're starting, Quaker State Roofing. It was just the certainty wasn't there. We did a lot more. I mean, we did so many bids this year that if we just do our follow-up one, I think we're going to sell. And we picked up some really nice clients this year. We just got done on one. It was probably an $80,000, maybe $90,000 job. We did three small roofs for them. They wanted to do the entire thing, but they're like, we're just going to hang off. We really need to do these three. But I could see us next year getting all the rest of their roofs. I mean, they probably have another 100,000 square, more than that, probably sitting there to get done. I think that he's going to bring a lot of certainty back into the marketplace, and I think we need to be taking advantage of that.
I know Patrick Bet David, his podcast, one thing that he used to say a lot more, I think, than he does now. Now is just everything's future looks bright. Future looks bright. That's his his thing. And I agree with that. But he used to say, stay positive 51%, but be paranoid 49%. Mm-hmm. In other words, you know, you have to stay positive. Like, you really have to. And
I think
if you
that
want
describes
success.
Me pretty well.
But, and he also
Elias
says...
Elias is more the kind,
yeah,
positive.
So it works out pretty good as
20.
Twins. Yeah, that's kind of twinning thing going on there. But he also says the paranoid survive. You know, it's the paranoid. Those that are always looking around, what's going to happen next? You know, those are the ones that survive. But I think that percentage, I would shift that percentage, you know, hopeful, positive, I don't know, probably 70%, maybe 80%, but be paranoid, maybe 20%.
Maybe the people who aren't paranoid enough don't see the wave coming, and they're the people who have the coffee can in the boat and they're trying to get rid of all the water that's inside and end up sinking.
Well, I think there's technicals, like the economy, there's technical things in the market that the economy still has to work through. If inflation is caused by too much cash in the market, how do you get rid of that cash? You know, so there's, I think, being able to control the narrative, being hopeful, looking to the future looks bright, that's controlling that narrative and giving people hope. But then the paranoid side is like the technicals, you know, there's still things at work that are going to have to be worked through. But I think having good leadership, having that hope, that is what will pull people through in a positive way. Definitely a lot of hope in the market, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm super excited for the next 4 years. And
I think it'll be a really good time for new guys to get started, but also a really good time for established guys to grow. I think it's a great opportunity kind of for everybody. I think especially for new people getting started, I think guys that are already established, they kind of have a customer base and all, and it just kind of keeps on keeping on and a lot easier. But the new guys are the guys who really suffer in the times when it's hard, when they get started in a tough time. It's really hard. It's hard enough to start a business even in good times, especially like the last year was maybe extra difficult. And where this year, yeah, it's still not going to be just a breeze to start a business because it never is. There's still things you have to do. There's still challenges you have to face. There's still struggles you have to go through, risks you have to take. That's just all part of starting a business. I think it'll be as easy to start a business as it ever should be.
I know in the last, about 7.5 years ago, our supplier was doing maybe 26 million in roofing volume, which equates to about 75 or 100 million retail. Then 2 years ago or so, 150 million. So that equates to about 600 million in gross revenue, probably in roofing sales. And so if you take that growth, if you can do the same percentage of growth in the next 8 years, I mean, that's a lot of volume. That's a lot of roofs that have to be done. So let's say someone is listening brand new or is used to doing residential. What are some things that commercial, what are some advantages of the commercial market, especially in coatings, you know, commercial buildings? Like there's a couple advantages there, I think, that even if there's a struggle for another year or if there's huge growth over the next 8 years, either way, with commercial and coatings, there's a really good fit there.
I've always said, I think coatings are a unique opportunity for a contractor to be involved with because in a downturn, people that would go tear that roof off, they're like, hey, we have $1 million to tear that roof off. When the economy isn't so strong, they're going, you know what, we could probably spend $180,000 to get that roof or $250,000 to get that roof restored. But our systems are quality enough that most of the time, if you can go over that and show Mr. Building Owner, hey, don't spend $1 million, spend the 250, restore your roof, get another 10 or 20 years of life out of that roof, as opposed to spending $1 million and tearing it off, it also makes sense. And so I think it's a unique place to be as a contractor is to be able to offer that.
I think one big thing for contractors too is, especially residential guys, and really, you know, this goes for any business. In order to grow your business, in order to have more revenue, which ultimately is what most businesses are after, they're after growth, they're after more profits. In order to do that, you have to do one of two things. In your existing business, you have to figure out how to get more work and how to add more employees. If you are in residential, we can show you how to go into commercial, changing your focus a little bit. No more employees. Let's say you have 3 or 4 guys working for you now, and you're doing $600,000 worth of residential roofs every year. I can show you how to take those 3 or 4 same guys, adding no more employees, cut down on the amount of customers that you have and the amount of roofs you are doing just by redirecting from residential to commercial, because commercial roofs are much bigger. And I can show you how to gross with one crew of guys. And so that's something that I feel like, especially in the coding industry, is unique. I grew up in construction, and I still to this day have never seen or found anything that you can gross and profit as much with one crew as you can in commercial roof coatings. I would say that in residential, you would have to have two, maybe three crews in order to do those kind of numbers. From most business owners' standpoint, their number one issue that they have is employees, is turnover, is training a guy in, and before you know it, he's off there with his own truck and his own ladder doing his own shingles. And you're frustrated because he lives 5 miles from your house, and now the guy you trained in is your competitor. In the commercial roofing company, you know, specifically with Conklin, now if that guy decides to go on his own, you can make him one of your team members. He can take what he's learned. He can continue to do the same thing. You can support him, and you're still going to continue to make a little cut off of what he does. And you do that 10 times, and now it gives you an option, if you want, to sit back and just support your team of guys. So that's what I love about the commercial roofing industry, especially here, is that little circle becomes something that we can really all still be friends. We can really still all support each other and have each other's best interests in mind. Because the truth of the matter is, if I have a roofing company, and I'm really looking, let's say I have a residential roofing company, and I'm really looking out for the people, for other people, which as Christians, I think we're supposed to do. We're actually really supposed to have the best interests in mind for all the people in our lives. And if I truly believe that you have a better opportunity, a better shot at life, and you have the skill sets to go do what I do, why am I trying to hold you back? But that's where most contractors are, because it doesn't benefit them when they encourage them to keep moving forward. But here, we can continue to encourage our guys, hey, stay moving forward. Simon did that for us, or we wouldn't be where we're at today. He said, I see more potential in you guys than you have working for me. How about you start your own? We wouldn't be sitting here having this podcast and trying to encourage other people if Simon could not have had that conversation with us. And so it was life-changing, and I guess now we're just trying to pass it on.
I think one other thing, coming back to the side of building owners having money, is probably the Tax Cut Act. If that gets passed into actually made law where it doesn't expire, I think that'll have long-term effects. And so building owners have even more incentive to do a restoration versus a tear-off or, you know, new roofs. A lot of positive things, as Patrick Bet-David would say. Future looks bright.
That's right.
Grab your shades.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Smarter Roofer Podcast.
In the next episode, we're going to talk about...
Who knows what?
We should do an open loop here, right?
You won't want to miss.
Hey there, commercial roofing pros. Save the date, March 13 and 14th, 2025. The Smarter Roofer Conference is coming your way. Get ready for 2 action-packed days of trainings and insights on the key ingredients of a successful business. Learn cutting-edge strategies, boost your sales tactics, and elevate your marketing game. But that's not all. Connect with fellow roofing business owners, meet top industry vendors, and have a ton of fun along the way. This is a must-attend event to take your commercial roof coating business to new heights. Save the date, March 13 and 14th, 2025. Let's build success together at the Smarter Roofer Conference.